And welcome to the Coco Chronicles. Hello, everyone. My name is Coco, your hostess with the mostest.
And my name is Marista, and I'm very excited about this month's focus.
Woo!
Yes, because
equality.
Yes, it's all about equality.
Equality. What is it? Love wins.
Yes, love is love.
Love is love.
Hashtag love wins. Love hashtag wins. Love is love. Yeah. So,
if you don't know what we're talking about, guys, we're talking about Pride Month.
Yes, June is Pride Month.
It's Pride Month. And if you don't know what Pride Month is, Marissa, what is Pride Month if it's your people?
Pride Month is a month-long celebration and kind of remembrance to LGBT community. It's the month that was chosen to celebrate our differences as queer individuals in the community and remember people who have literally given their lives to obtain equal rights and who are still fighting to obtain equal rights for the LGBTQIA, you know, everything umbrella community that goes along with America and the world's beautiful rainbow flag of queerness.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
There you have it.
So obviously, this is going to be our topic of the month.
Yes.
We are going to cover a bunch of different stuff about LGBT pride.
And we're even going to be doing a couple of interviews.
Yes.
Of some awesome queer individuals
in
our community.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. We're getting active.
Look out. Yes, honey.
All up in this.
We're all about equality on the Coco Chronicles.
Yes. This is obviously personally important to me because I am bisexual. For those of you who didn't know, surprise, I'm out of the closet. I have been for a while. You just haven't been paying attention. And Kamina is a fantastic straight ally.
Yes.
So
I am completely straight, strictly dickly. Yes. However, I don't care what your sexuality is. It
right.
has nothing to do with me. It doesn't affect the way I sleep. It doesn't affect me making money or paying my bills. So I don't understand the problem people have with it.
Right. What's all the fuss?
But I just don't give a shit. So be you. Do you, boo.
Yeah.
Do you.
Yeah.
So if you're like extremely homophobic, then don't listen to our podcast for the rest of the month.
Look at this for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't listen at all. Because homophobia is not cool.
It's not cool.
It's
and
not cool.
Don't get sensitive about it now.
Right. It's literally the same thing as being racist.
Oh, yeah.
So, remember
it's
that.
It's just another form of bigotry.
Yeah.
Some people realize that they're homophobic, though, and, you know, fight it. So,
well, that's good. They yeah. change. Change
yes,
is good.
Change is good. So, we're going to jump right on in there, and I'm going to talk about some of the origins and history behind why June is LGBT month. It is, oh man, sorry. The commemorative month is meant to recognize the sweeping impact that LGBT individuals, advocates, and allies have on the history in the United States and around the world. Pride Month, excuse me, is celebrated every year in June with a series of events and parades taking place across the nation and the world. The month of June... I can't talk today.
Talking is hard.
It's a little humid here, and I feel like it's just affecting me.
Oh my god.
The month of June was chosen for LGBT Pride Month to commemorate the riots held by members of the community against a police raid that took place at the Stonewall Inn in New York City on June 28th, 1969. The Stonewall riots were a tipping point for the gay liberation movement in the United States, according to the Library of Congress. The uproar also paved the way for the modern-day fight for LGBT rights. LGBT Pride Month draws millions of participants from around the world, and month-long celebrations include parades, marches, parties, concerts, workshops, and symposiums. Memorials are also often held for members of the community who have lost their lives to hate crimes or HIV and AIDS. The rainbow flag is prominently displayed throughout the month. the colors of the flag each have a meaning. Red for life, orange for healing, yellow for sunlight, green for nature, blue for harmony, and violet for spirit. Everywhere, I know a lot of different countries like Brazil and Cuba have pride festivals, and they are like outlandishly fabulous, and it's so great. Even Orlando has a whole bunch of festivities. Mm-hmm. Disney partners with the city of Orlando for gay days. Red in the parks and around the area to show your support for the LGBT community. There is, you know, Pride Night at the ballpark. They have one magical weekend.
That's happening this weekend.
It's this huge party and celebratory event. They have outreaches for people in the community who, you know, need some comfort coming out, because still even today, a lot of people aren't super supportive. Being gay used to be considered a mental illness.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so to me, it's still recent history. In recent history, like in the 70s, it was decriminalized, and it is no longer classified as a mental illness.
Wow. I don't understand. Like, I just don't understand. Like, it's like, how can you think just because someone likes the same sex that there's something that wrong there's meant, you know?
Because that's how people felt about it. It's inherently wrong to some people. You know, you're a man. How can you like another man? You can't get another man pregnant. I don't understand. It's all fear out of not understanding.
We were watching a show where a father, a really masculine, manly father, had a son who came out as gay. And at mm-hmm. first he kind of disregarded him and was like, you know what, you know, don't talk to me anymore, blah, 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 blah. But then one of his other younger sons kind of hit him with something and was like, Dad, you've always told us to love ourselves and do whatever makes us happy. So when my brother is doing himself and making himself happy, you're being a hypocrite and telling him to never talk to you again. So what is up with that?
Right.
And so anyway, the dad was like, you know what, you're right. Like, my son just called me out. And so he reconciled with his gay son. And then he said something that was so true. He was like, you know, people fear what they don't understand. So people are afraid of gays because they don't get it, which is understandable. However, don't automatically hate someone because of it. Try to learn why.
Right.
Do your research. Get educated.
Or if you're not a fan of gay sex and the like, don't participate in it.
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that.
If that is not your cup of tea and that isn't what brings you joy in your life, just don't do it. And boom, it doesn't affect you.
Automatically. That's why in the beginning I said, I don't care if you're gay because it doesn't keep me from sleeping at night or paying my bills.
Right.
Why should I care? If you're not hurting anybody. So I don't get it. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But we could talk about this all day.
All day.
But anyway, just wanted to show some love and support to the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
We love and care for y'all. Everybody should be equal. Love wins.
Love is love. Hashtag Orlando Strong.
Yes.
However you want to celebrate, whatever you want to say to be supportive.
Mm-hmm.
It's another kind of support the movement.
Yes. Support all of the movements.
Yes. All of the positive ones, at least. We all just want to be equal.
That's it. And that's all we want
to do. On the same level. I want to be treated the same way as other people.
So. I deserve to be treated. Yes. The same way. I'm a human being just like you. Yes. So, no other human being is more important.
Right. No one's life is more important than the other. Else's.
Remember that?
Remember.
So, we're going on to the travel tip.
Yes.
Because, you know, we starting to do that now. We're starting to try to focus, you know, more on traveling because that's what me and Marissa love to do.
Yeah.
We have an insatiable appetite. Wanderlust. And we have gotten bit several times by the travel bug. It's contagious. And it's here to stay. It's a forever thing. So we're going to be doing travel tips every week.
Every week.
So what travel tips do we have this week?
This week we're talking about different review sites that will come in handy.
Very, very important.
There are a lot out there. But not all review sites are created equal.
You know, speaking of equality,
some sites, it all depends on what you're looking for. Some sites specifically do resorts, some specifically do restaurants, you know, airlines, combinations.
Some specifically do excursions.
Yes.
In certain places.
So we're going to talk about a few that we really like.
Yes.
And that we have used in the past. Yelp.
Yelp is a good old faithful.
Yes. Yelp has established a great repertoire. A lot of people use it. A lot of people depend on it.
Mm-hmm.
One bad, they made an Amazing World of Gumball episode based off it about how one bad review
can
potentially
ruin
your entire life and your whole business.
Yep. Very important.
Everything from food to gas stations, banks, event planning services, and local locations and events.
I've even seen some hair salons on Yelp. Like, whenever I go to try to go get my hair done, I look and see what people are saying about nail salons and hair salons,
massage
and beauty services.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so got everything.
It's not just going to be for your, where should we eat tonight? It could be, man, we really want to do couples massage. What places are really good? Or I want to go mini golfing with my family. What's going to be a nice atmosphere for that? They also do have an app, so you don't just have to depend on the website for the information. You can download the app. Another one that I like but could use some improvement is called iGo YouGo. They have hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of hotel review sites, and not just from the States, but from around the world. The only problem with their user interface is that I could not, to save my life, find a search bar.
What?
And I do not know how they sort their hotels. I don't know if it's from newest to oldest review or what, but I looked up and down that website. They have a great spotlight section. They have columns saying this is the name of the resort, date posted, the location it's in. So I would say that the easiest way to find a resort or whatever you're looking for is to look by the location and then look over to what it's called. But they're not put in order. They're not like clumped together in any kind of way. And it's interesting. They also do not have an app, but I just love the range of selection that they have.
So there's a few pros and cons there.
Right. And the last place to cover is OpenTable.
OpenTable.
I have used OpenTable before to look for different places to eat, make reservations. You can call the restaurants from these places. They've got different sections for narrowing down your choice by destination, the kind of cuisine you want, what price range you're in. It'll show you what time slots are available for restaurants, just in case you want to go to a restaurant that is highly desirable. You can see right then and there, you know, how many reservations they have open, if any at all. And you don't have to worry about, where are we going to eat? It's easy. It's taken care of. They also have an app, and their website is just so easy to use. Like, if you can't use OpenTable's website, you might not know how to read your native language. Because it's just out there. It's just laid out for you. And it's nice and smooth and magical. And I actually really like using OpenTable, so this is definitely a thumbs up
from you.
Use OpenTable, yeah. Even canceling reservations or changing your dates and times is easy. So, OpenTable.
OpenTable.
This is like free advertisement that they didn't even ask for.
That's all right. For the greater good.
The greater good.
So those are our travel tips.
Yes.
For this week. Check them out. They won't steer you wrong. So up next, we're going to be talking about the movie review.
The movie review.
It was my turn this week.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, yet again, because I'm predictable AF, we did an anime movie.
Who's surprised?
Nobody. We decided to go with The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
And
one
once
of my
again,
favorites.
I was like, I don't really know if I want to watch this movie because I mean,
Marissa be sleeping really on these animes there, and every time she's
it's just not my pleasantly preference of,
surprised.
Yes, that is true.
Right,
that is true. So
it's the sole reason why you should,
from the viewpoint of someone who's seen the movie already, what do you think? Why did you pick this movie?
Because it's good.
I'm gonna need you to be descriptive.
It is, though. It's good. It's got a plot twist.
Yes. It's
something that makes you think. For those of you, I'm sure there's a lot of you that haven't seen the movie, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time is about a young girl named Makoto. She lives with her family and her sister, and one day she stumbles into this room and she sees on the floor this little nugget. So she picks up the nugget.
The magic nut.
And
she doesn't pick it up.
What does she do?
She falls on it.
Girl.
That nut attacks her.
She then picks it up. Anyway, through a series of unfortunate events, she leaps forward and then figures out that by her running and leaping, she can leap back in time.
Or forward in time.
I think she went forward. At one point she did. So by leaping, she can either go forward or back in time. And throughout the movie, you see her start to. At first, she's kind of morally conscious. She's like, But then as soon as she realizes, hey, I can screw something up and then go back and fix it, she's all for it.
Oh, yeah. Or relive a day.
Or relive a fun day, yeah. Man, I really love doing karaoke and eating this good food and hanging out with my friends. I want to do it again. It's not like she goes back in time and forgets. She goes back in time and remembers the fun.
Right.
So
everyone else is unaware.
Yeah, everybody clearly doesn't know what's going on.
But she always enters the scene, like, tumbling because she just leapt, you know.
And so they're, like, looking at her like, why are you just falling down?
Where did you even
Are you okay?
So what I obviously went into this movie with fresh eyes. I liked the way that they, the style in which they draw the movie. Everything was kind of hazy, as if, you know, she was in a dream. It had this quality to it to where I'm like, in conspiracy theory mode, like, did she die? And this is just like the afterlife for her? Or, because I don't know, the art style, it's just, when I hear cicadas, I think of like the heavy heat of summer and everything's lethargic and the cicada sound is laced throughout this movie.
But, oh, God. True, though.
It just, the animation style fit. It wasn't, you know, as crisp and clean as some other ones. And not in a bad way. The art style was still clean, but it just had this soft quality to it that I attribute to a dream state. And some of the way that you see her leaping through time, the way that shot looks like, it would be a weird transition in a dream. So I found that extremely intriguing. I liked the fact that she tested out her theory of leaping through time before she was just like, blind faith! But then I didn't like that she was so frivolous. Like, she was having too much fun.
Yeah, well.
A big theme in this movie was luck. Like, good luck and bad luck. They had symbols from anything from the date, which the day on which the event happens is July 13th. That's a lucky and an unlucky number, 13 and 7.
That's true.
There were ladybugs throughout the movie. One landed on her phone. You know, ladybugs are a sign of luck. If a ladybug lands on you, it's supposed to be lucky. Some people make wishes on them, like eyelashes. It was beautifully shot. I'm pretty sure. I should have looked it up to be sure, but they had to have used a multi-plane camera because the way that the scenes were layered and the way that everything was just put together for some of the scenes where it was like freeze frame, the way the creatures and the scenes moved and interacted, it was just beautiful. It was the same way they shot Snow White. It's where you have three levels of literal planes with the artwork on them, and you can adjust the camera and the movement to make it look like you're walking out of a copse of trees, you know, into an open field, or make it look like birds are flying by when really it's just a still. So that was so cool. And it went from this light, fun, bubbly movie where this kid's just having fun with this talent that she discovers she has, and it got kind of dark.
Oh, yeah, it got dark real quick.
It hit some heavy themes on, you know, life and death, and are we using our gifts and our times appropriately and wisely? You think you have something that's going to last forever, but what if it doesn't? Right. So it was deep. It was really deep, and it made me a little emotional.
Oh.
Because, like, it pulls at the heartstrings.
It does. It does.
It has a lot of false endings, okay? I kept expecting...
This movie was pretty long.
This movie to end, and it just would not end. I was like, oh my god, so this is gonna happen? Like, this is how it ends? Oh no, it's still going. Really? This is how it ends? Oh, no, it's still going. This is how it ends? Nope. No, it's still going. And when we finally got to the end of the movie, I was like, I don't know if I like the ending of this movie. Because it was so bittersweet. Like,
sometimes bittersweet can be good.
You're right, but I don't know if this is one of those situations. It's a little depressing, in a way, because I mean, I don't want to give away the end of the movie. Watch the movie.
Yeah, don't give away the end.
Tell me how you feel about it. But I'm just like, I don't know. I feel some type of way.
Yeah, she was definitely feeling some type of way.
Yes.
But I don't know. I definitely really like this movie. I remember when I first saw it, I was like, damn, that was good. I watched it again. Like, it was really that good.
And when you watch something like this for a second time, you're bound to see
things that you didn't see the first time.
Yep. Right?
Out of 5, what would you give this movie? Think long and hard.
I am. Because the score didn't really, like, hit me.
The music wasn't
It wasn't as amazing. Big of a part of the story as in other things we've watched. Like I said, I don't know how I felt about the ending, but I did like the story. There was a lot of thought and depth put into it. It did have a pretty nice twist in there that I wasn't expecting. That girl frustrated me, though. She really did. So, out of 5, I might have to give it 3.5.
Really?
Yes, because like I said, to me, music is a big part of Marista. A movie. I'm serious. Without a great score, it can affect the way you feel about a movie. I've watched scenes that I've seen hundreds of times, you know, not thinking about how the music affected me, and I've watched them without the music, and it did not have the same impact on me. Music greatly affects
music is a pretty big thing.
Perception of things.
Yeah, you're right.
It was a good movie. I would suggest watching it. I just don't think it's, like, you know, top tier movie. I don't know. I am torn between a 3.5 and a 4. But definitely between there, maybe 3.7, but just by a hair. What would you rate it?
I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Really?
Yeah, I really did like this movie.
Full star extra.
Yep. When I first saw it, I was like, damn. Yeah. So it got me from the beginning. All right. That's what I'm going
to
give it.
There is one thing that I forgot to state about the travel tip. I'm going to backtrack it.
Oh, she's going to backtrack it just a smidge.
Is that when it comes to reading reviews online, you kind of have to read between the lines. Because while a lot of reviews are super helpful, some people are paid for their reviews. Not all good reviews are genuine reviews.
That's true. So you got to be careful.
To read a plethora of good and bad reviews about the place. But the same can be said about the bad reviews, is because sometimes the reviews are from people who are just being petty or extremely picky. Or if they don't like whoever owns the business, like if they know the person, or if it's I hate to say it, but some people discriminate and they write a bad review just because. So definitely read lots of reviews, use your better judgment, and read between the lines on some of these.
Between the lines.
Not that kind of between the lines.
But she's really right. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Don't get duped.
That's all we gotta say. Bamboozled. Don't get bamboozled.
On to the next. Our unsolved mystery. Well, this week it's less of an unsolved mystery and more of that good old conspiracy theory business that we love.
Oh, love the conspiracies. Yes. So, for this week, we're going to be talking about the Men in Black.
And no.
No, not with not Will Smith Will and Tommy Smith Lee Jones. Tommy Lee,
right. That is not the Men in Black that we mean.
That is actually based off of something else.
Yes.
The Men in Black, in popular culture, are supposed to be men dressed in black suits who claim to be quasi-government officials who harass or threaten UFO witnesses to keep them quiet about what they have seen. Mm-hmm. It is sometimes implied that they may be aliens themselves. The term is also frequently used to describe mysterious men working for unknown organizations, as well as various branches of government allegedly designed to protect secrets or perform other strange activities. The term is generic, used for any unusual, threatening, or strangely behaved individual
like
whose
Spider-Man
appearance on the scene can be linked in some fashion with a UFO sighting. Mm-hmm. Several alleged encounters with the Men in Black have been reported by UFO researchers and enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. Stories about allegedly real-life Men in Black inspired the semi-comic science fiction, The Men in Black Movie, as well as comic books, films, and other presences in the media.
Wow.
So there are several encounters that people have talked about that I'm going to read.
Oh.
And we can see whether or not it sounds like bullshit or whether these people were afraid for their lives because they were visited by some aliens. So the first person, his story is the Dr. Herbert Hopkins. Dr. Herbert Hopkins was working as a consultant on a UFO case in Maine. One evening, he received a phone call from someone purporting to be an activist in the UFO community, asking him if he could visit Hopkins to discuss the case. Only minutes later, the man arrived. The man was wearing a black suit and black tie and had very unusual facial appearances with no hair or eyebrows and an extremely pale figure. Okay. Hopkins's dog began barking erratically the minute the man entered the home. After the bizarre visitor was finished questioning him about the UFO case, the visit got even stranger. Quote, he informed Hopkins that there were two coins in Hopkins's pocket, which was correct, and asked Hopkins to remove one. Hopkins complied and held the coin, a shiny new penny, in the palm of his hand. The Men in Black told Hopkins to watch the coin closely. After a few moments, the coin took on a, quote, silvery appearance and then appeared to be going out of focus. It began to fade and eventually disappeared altogether. The Men in Black informed Hopkins that the coin would never be seen on this plane again. He then inquired as to whether Hopkins was familiar with alleged UFO abductee Barney Hill. Hopkins replied that he had heard of Hill, but was under the impression that he had died in the not-too-distant past. The Men in Black informed Hopkins that he was correct. Quote, Barney didn't have a heart, said the Men in Black, just like you no longer have a coin. It should be noted that Barney Hill actually died of cerebral hemorrhage. The Men in Black then gently suggested that Hopkins destroy any material he had related to the UFO case. Hopkins, who was extremely shaken by the encounter, followed the advice of the man and burned all of the files he had related to the case.
What?
While he had repeated phone troubles after, the phone company said his line had been tampered with, maybe to tap it, he never saw the man again. Crazy!
You think he's crazy?
No, just that encounter is just crazy.
Oh.
It's like...
Well, Well, here's the thing, is I think with who died? Brian?
Hill. Barney Hill.
Barney Hill? There we go. I think with that sort of situation, You'll have to forgive me. I am a conspiracy theorist.
Yep, she is.
I am very open-minded. And, you know, I'm not a UFO nut, but I won't discount the fact that it could be true. So, in my opinion, you could falsify death certificate documents or, you know, depending on who you have in your pocket, tell someone to put down that the cause of death was something other than what it was. Can these people make people's hearts disappear? I don't know. That'd be a neat magic trick to see.
Would.
Not on myself.
Yeah, preferably not on myself.
But I think he probably was threatened by someone.
But was it alien? I was going to say, was it an alien or was it just a freak?
Affiliated with the government? Or was it someone who, right, was just a strange person who, for their own agenda, didn't want this information getting out?
But that's just, it's just so freaking bizarre. It's like, yeah. How does that happen?
Why?
Why? That's a better question.
Like, people are going to think people are crazy anyway for
that's true. So, that stuff out. So why either way,
is it important unless it was factual?
Unless it was true. Yep. So on to the next encounter with Men in Black. This is the Solway Firth spaceman. So Jim Templeton was shocked to discover this figure. They have a picture of it. I'll show you. In the background of a photo of his daughter. There's a picture.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen that photo before, actually.
The figure was not in the camera's view when he took the photo, and nobody had any idea where it came from. Mm-hmm. The film was verified as authentic by Kodak, and Templeton's story went public. Not long after, he was visited by, quote, government agents who referred to themselves as Number 9 and Number 10. They demanded to see the site of the photo, questioned Templeton about the event. When Templeton told them he didn't see the figure personally, the men became angry and stormed out of the field, never to be seen again. Mm-hmm. Templeton was later contacted by two employees at a missile launch pad in Australia who claimed that they saw two figures that resembled the man in his daughter's photo on launch pad security footage. Apparently, the missiles at the site in Australia had been produced only 20 miles away from the field where Templeton took the photo. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I feel like that was more less threatening and more investigative. Like, we're looking for these people.
And where
you have a picture of right, one.
But you didn't see it in the picture? Or right, when you were taking the picture?
And the neat thing about that is, could it be that, you know, someone had developed an invisibility cloak, but for some reason...
Oh my God, girl.
A camera, you know, like a cloaking shield, but for some reason it wasn't perfected. So the camera, if it had the flash on or whatever, caused some sort of default and they were captured on camera. They could have been there the whole time and you never knew. It could have been someone crouching down behind the girl, behind the hill, and he stood up just when you took the picture and you like were like, what? Like you didn't even notice. I know.
That is really weird. All right, so another encounter. UFO researcher Jack Robinson and his wife Mary began to experience extremely strange events as they pursued more alien and UFO-related research. They would come home to find their house rummaged and looked through, and their UFO files disturbed. Mary also began to notice a strange man in a black suit and hat staring up at their apartment from the doorway. Mary mentioned this activity to her friend, who drove over and saw what she was talking about for himself. The friend, Tim Green Beckley, snapped a photo of the man, which is believed to be one of the most ironclad pieces of proof of the Men in Black. I'll show you a photo, too.
All right, let's see this. I do see a man in a black suit and a hat.
He is staring. So that's...
But it could be for any reason.
I was going to say, he could be...
He could be a stalker.
A stalker. He could be looking for someone else.
Right.
It doesn't prove that he's an alien. It doesn't prove he works for the government.
Right. But just a picture of a man.
It is strange, because why are you just standing there?
Why is this weirdo staring at the apartment?
Why are you just standing there?
And conspiracy theorists are notoriously paranoid. So she could have just been wigging out because, you know, stuff has been moved in their apartment. And there just so happens to also be a guy outside.
Right.
So what if someone is breaking into
your apartment?
Your apartment. There have been cases where when someone moves into a new apartment, the owners don't change the lock, you know, save a bit of money.
Yeah, well.
And this one woman, she would lock the top lock, but not the bottom when she left the house. But when she got home, the bottom would be locked, but not the top.
What?
Turns out, the man who used to live there, who is a crackhead, still had a key to the apartment and would go in the apartment while she was out at work, like it was still his house.
Oh, hell no.
And he would leave before she got home.
She got home. Wow. See?
There would be weird stuff in the refrigerator, but nothing would be taken. Like she said, one day she found a notebook in the refrigerator.
What? You know,
she would just find weird stuff in weird places, but nothing had been taken. So they finally
caught him.
Changed the locks. No, they changed the locks.
Oh, and he just couldn't come back in.
If you can't get in the apartment, then what?
That's it.
I would have been so mad at my landlord. Like,
how dare you not change the locks? That's just common sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, the next encounter, the last encounter, is with actor Dan Aykroyd.
Oh.
So, Dan Aykroyd has come forward with his story about how he was taping a show about the paranormal. Mm-hmm. He stepped out to take a phone call from Britney Spears, who was asking him to appear on Saturday Night Live with her, when he noticed a black Ford parked across the street. A tall man stepped out of the Ford and stared him down. Aykroyd turned away for a moment and then turned back to find the man in the car had completely vanished. After he finished his phone call, he returned to the studio to learn that his show had been canceled.
Whoa.
And he was ordered to stop filming immediately. Some doubt his claim, but Aykroyd says he knew what he saw and maintains that there was some kind of connection between these men in black and the end of his paranormal show.
I mean, was the show, like, digging into real paranormal events, or was it just, like, the X-Files?
I don't know. It's weird because it's like, you go to take a phone call and all of a sudden you come back canceled. And it's like, okay, no, we got to stop this
like
now.
Like, we were just filming.
We got to stop this now.
Everything was fine.
Right.
We haven't even wrapped on shooting.
We haven't even wrapped on shooting.
And
all of a sudden,
canceled?
It's canceled. Like, Roseanne canceled fast. Like,
well,
nope, bitch,
know
it's
why
gone.
Roseanne got canceled. And it wasn't in the middle of shooting.
That's true. That's weird. That's weird. It's like, did they give him an explanation? Look, we were visited by the men in black and we
No,
were
of course not. Because when you do that sort of thing, you have to keep it a secret.
But
you can't tell someone, oh yeah, the men in black told me to cancel the show. Really? No, it's like, oh, you know, they probably made up some BS excuse about funding
something.
You know, our contract fell through with the cable station that we were using. Whatever. Cite your source. Who did you?
Cite my source?
Yes.
I am reading off of thoughtcatalog.com.
And I got my LGBT information from abcnews.go.com.
Yes. So check that out. Check out those websites. There are a few more encounters. I just didn't want to read all of them.
Yes.
But check it out for yourselves, thoughtcatalog.com. And I got the information about the origin of the Men in Black on good old Wiki.
Good old Wikipedia. So do you believe in the Men in Black?
It's just one of those things where there's just things that just can't be explained. There's just things in this world that just can't be explained. And I just feel like that's one of them. You know, people are so quick to be like, aliens aren't real, but it's like, you believe in God. You've never seen him before. So you telling me that you can't believe in aliens even though you've never seen them before?
Right.
So it's like, unless there is proof, which there has, I don't know, there has, the fact that that man's picture was considered, it was verified to be real, and there was some type of figure, it's like, okay, so it wasn't an alien, then what was it?
Right, or who was it?
Who was it?
Teach me that truth.
Yeah.
I want to be able to
what is it?
Appear and disappear.
And it was back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's not like they could have photoshopped that shit.
Right. It wasn't some media stunt.
Yeah. It was a verified real picture, so what was it, or who was it? So it's like, I don't want to say I believe, but I don't want to say I don't.
Oh, why don't you want to say you believe?
Because I don't, and I'm the type of person where I have to see it. If I was visited in the late of night by some alien who wanted to probe me, then yes, I'd be like, oh, shit, well.
You real.
You real. I'm sorry I doubted you. But in the meantime, it's like, I'm not going to say I don't, but I'm not going to say I do. I have a very, very open mind and a very wild imagination. Sure. So, who the fuck knows? Who knows if Bigfoot is real? Who knows if Loch Ness Monster is real? Aww. Who knows if fairies are real or gnomes are real? Unless we see it.
I do believe in fairies.
Why is that? What?
I just do. I'm very, I'm open-minded, but in the opposite way to where, prove me wrong. I'll believe in something, with little to no proof.
Hmm?
And, however. But here's, right, however, here's the thing is, the logical side of me, which is the stronger side.
Oh, Lord.
Is always like, well, you know, why do you believe this? I constantly question myself on why I believe things. Like, I'm...
Right,
you think you got me, I got me worse about, you know, questioning myself. I just have a very strong sense of belief. I'm one of those people that believes magic is just science we don't understand. People used to think electricity was magic. No, it's
what?
Science.
It's just science.
You just don't understand how it works. So to me, magic is real. It's like energy manipulation. Just because you don't know how it works doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's true.
You just lack, as Darth Vader said, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Wow. Wow, indeed.
Just because you can't prove something to be real
doesn't mean that it isn't. Right.
Once you prove that it is or isn't, it's
then
hard
that's,
fact.
Right. That's it. That's it.
But until you do, I am willing to consider your argument. But that doesn't mean I'm going to take it at face value. That means I'm going to try and find out for myself whether or not it's real.
Exactly.
Some things are just too next level transcendent to prove, like God, which people have tried. People often do, you know, make the argument that it has been proved because miracles. But
how do we know that's just not a lucky coincidence or something?
Right. Or, you know, the power of science. People say, well, it's the power of prayer. You know, he might not have been healed otherwise, but it's also the power of modern medicine.
Medicine. Right. It could have been the fact that he had a great surgeon or something.
Was that solution found because of prayer? We'll never know.
Well, unless someone proves it. Unless someone can send me a selfie with God.
Stop.
Nina. I'm just saying.
What's that song? What if God was
one of us?
Excuse my crappy singing voice.
Oh, man.
But, you know, what if you walked next to God on the street and you didn't even know?
And you didn't even know.
God is like
didn't
that.
Didn't even know it. Mysterious incognito.
Ways, observing. If you're doing recon, you're not going to let people know who you are.
You're right about that.
And there's also that free will thing, you know?
What is free will?
You make your own decisions. People are like, oh, why does God let these things happen? Sorry this turned to God, but...
Well, it connects.
Why does God let these things happen? Because free will. You have the choice to do what the fuck you're doing. If
it is true.
You'd be mad if somebody took your freedoms and your choice away. So how can you... Don't be mad at God for the bad stuff that happens. Be mad at the people who do the bad stuff.
Simple.
Solve your own problems.
Right.
You
Simple.
Have the free will to do so.
Simple.
All right, I'm done.
Rant over.
It's over. Game
over. So that was the Men in Black. What do you guys think? Do you believe in the Men in Black?
Yes. Have you had a personal experience
Ooh,
with the Men in Black?
Like, even better. I would love to know that.
I mean, I'm sure you'd be hesitant to say, but... Like I said, who's going to believe you?
Right. They're going to think you're crazy. They're going to dismiss
tell it. Tell me, though. I won't, but, you know.
Right, well.
That's just me.
That's just me.
Hey, and I'll let you know. If the Men in Black come at my door, I'll still let you know.
Girl.
My heart's going to disappear out of my body.
My ass is going to be throwing myself off of the balcony if I ever see anything creepy like that.
Wow. I'll handle it.
How, Marista?
I have the mental strength and fortitude to do so. That's how.
The mental strength and fortitude.
That's right.
Okay, well,
we are
on to the next.
On to the next. We recently did, I almost said did a service.
Not yet.
We were invited to review a company called Allume, spelled Allume. Mm-hmm. They are a kind of clothing service company. What they do, what their company does, is they have a stylist basically go shopping for you. They send you a selection of clothes, and you choose from that selection what you would like to order. It's all online shopping. It's not a box service that goes to your door, but it still was, you know, an interesting concept. So we offered our platform to review, and they said, yeah, do it. So we both signed up, and they are very detailed. They have a lot of questions. Their questions are extensive about how your clothes fit, what kind of clothes you like to wear, what kind of clothes you don't like to wear, down to the kinds of colors and patterns mm-hmm. that you do and don't like to wear.
Very specific.
What is your budget, from $0 to $50 or $400+ If you got the pyramid money, then you spend it.
Good for you if you got that kind of money.
Right? They went into great detail with their questions, and I actually really liked that because everyone has their own specific sense of style. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be wearing the same thing as, you know, 10 other people in the room. It's not cool. It's
individuality, folks.
Yes, and they really do focus on the individuality. They have a stylist that is assigned to you who handles your specific mm-hmm. profile.
Me and Marista both had different stylists.
Yes. They text you, they email you. After I had finished, they followed up with me in a text message. Oh, hey, you know, I got your style quiz. Here are some extra questions that I had to make sure that I'm getting you exactly what you need. And mm-hmm. after they'd sent me my email with the selections, they continued to follow up with me. Oh, you know, did you like what I sent you? Tell me what you'd like to see different next time I email you. They are really dedicated to making sure that you are satisfied in your options.
Yep. And I really like the texting, because with me, I don't like talking.
Right.
As crazy as that seems. So when they were like, oh, let's schedule a meeting, I was like, oh, fuck,
this podcast
I don't want to have to talk.
Probably the most we talk in the entire week.
It is. It is. Absolutely. So yeah, I was dreading it, but when they were like, oh, I'm going to send you a text, and when I found out that I could just text them without actually having to talk on the phone, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, I really like that. So if you're like me and introverted and don't like talking that much, it's perfect. And just send them a quick text, and they reply fast.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're not waiting 5 hours.
You're not waiting,
to respond.
Right? Right.
And that's highly convenient, not to have to wait on snail mail or email. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed your email. I didn't see it. No.
Nope.
That person is specifically dedicated to answering your questions about your profile.
Exactly.
And it's great. And speaking of the selections that they sent, mm-hmm. I actually really liked the clothes that were
picked out
for
me. Me too.
They sent 3 separate kind of clusters of looks, like different themes of looks, and within each section was a few different options, from shoes, jewelry, for me specifically dresses, skirts, and shirts.
For me specifically pants and t-shirts.
And as I was looking through, I was like, you know what? I would actually wear this. I feel like I could get my life together, you know, using this app and picking some of these selections. Even in the email, they send you a link to your profile that keeps stored all of the items that you've hearted. You know, they can see that too. They can see, okay, she liked these 3 pieces, but she didn't like the other 4.
Right.
So I'm going to focus more on mm-hmm. stuff that looks like this mm-hmm. or that are in this price range or that fit like this. And if you keep doing this, it will really help build a great personal relationship with your stylist. and help you get a true and complete and, well, coordinated closet.
Exactly.
You won't have to worry about, oh, do these pieces match? Because everything coordinates. It goes together. It's your style. And you'll have so many pieces to mix and match that you'll be like, man, I have something for every occasion. When it comes to price, I do believe the styling fee was $20.
It was $20.
$20, which isn't terrible, in my opinion.
For all the stuff that they do, it's very, very reasonable.
Right. They don't mark up the cost of the clothes. You're buying direct from the source, and a lot of the sites that they show you, as an added bonus, the stuff is on sale. So not only are you getting cute stuff, you're saving money as opposed to spending your gas, going out to the store, wasting your time, going shopping, you know. To me, that styling fee is worth it because it cuts out a lot of bullshit.
Right.
It cuts out a lot of hassle.
Indeed.
And I appreciate that. I genuinely really, really do.
It's a great service. That. It's really a great service. Check it out.
Yes, please.
Again, it's called Allume, Allume.com.
Yes.
Great, great service.
They're on Facebook. They have a website.
Great customer service as well.
Yes, excellent customer service. So. I definitely, well, obviously I would recommend it. That's why I'm doing it now.
So, yep. All right, folks. Looks like that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have any further
closing
arguments? I know, right? We are, you know, again, trying to get more out in Florida, do more stuffs.
We actually have some content coming up. We're going to a tattoo artist in Tampa?
Jacksonville.
What's her style of tattooing?
She's Harajuku Kawaii style.
So it definitely fits with the Japanese that we love so much.
Yes.
And the tattoos that I love so much.
And the tattoo that I might get for the first time and love so much.
So definitely look out for that YouTube video. It's going to be a YouTube video.
Check out our YouTube channel, guys.
We have more interviews coming up. We're going to interview some LGBT people in the community.
Who are doing stuff.
Yes, who are doing great things.
Interview some comic book authors and vendors, and we just got a lot of stuff.
Yes, we are planning on going to more cons. So definitely stay tuned. We've got the goods coming for you.
We're taking this stuff seriously. We care about the content we give you guys. So stay tuned.
And I am going to throw in a little plug again for our GoFundMe so that we can afford a camera for
our HD
shoots.
Camera.
Yes, it'll be
because right now it's just my good old faithful iPhone 7.
As much as we love the iPhone, we want to have a higher caliber of quality when we film.
Yes.
And we also are hoping to get a new laptop because ours is having issues with recording audio.
For some reason, it's lagging. The editing software is lagging as well. So we just, we need
an upgrade.
Seriously upgrade
now that
our stuff.
You know, going into real business with this, we need an upgrade.
Yeah.
And we are asking for your help. Of course, we're saving up our own money for this
stuff. Yes, but it's just greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
It's greatly appreciated. If you guys like the content we're giving you, please donate to our GoFundMe. It is on our webpage, on our website. It is on the About Us page. Scroll down after you read the About Us, and at the very bottom, it has the donate button. You can just click that and read the information. And if you're feeling generous,
even if it's just a dollar,
a dollar
counts.
If we get a dollar from 1400 people, we're gonna be good.
Right. I don't need $500 each.
No.
I need a dollar.
That's it.
Can I hold a dollar?
Can I get a dollar, please? Can I get a dollar? So
thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening to us.
We appreciate you. We're nothing without you.
Yes.
We have no
purpose
without you.
Yeah, we're not doing this to talk to ourselves.
Ugh.
Me and Marissa can talk to ourselves all day.
I usually do.
You didn't hear that. So until next time, guys, check out our YouTube channel. Check out the blog, the food blog that Marissa's writing.
Yeah.
And check out other episodes of our podcast.
Yeah.
And listen.
Get in there.
Get in there. Also follow us on our social media. Mm-hmm. We have an Instagram, a Facebook, Twitter, a Pinterest, a LinkedIn.
YouTube.
Everything.
Everything.
So go check out those things.
We are literally doing the most.
As we possibly can.
As we can.
So anyway, my friends, until next time, until next week, next Monday, I'll see you guys. Oh, I won't see you, but, you'll hear from me.
And hopefully we'll hear from you.
Yeah, until next time, guys, this is Coco signing off.
This is Marista signing off.
All right. Bye. Bye.